I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Governor Daniel Malloy and state Democratic legislative leaders are set to begin their budget talks this week. The governor's budget proposal came with big cuts to higher education and social services. Democratic lawmakers released plans of their own last month, restoring many of those cuts and increasing taxes. The governor said he and Democratic legislative leaders were likely to meet early this week to sketch out how budget talks will proceed.
These initial meetings are basically to try to figure out what folks' priorities are. I have some priorities. I've been pretty clear about some of those in the past. I'm sure leadership has priorities. I think this is kind of an initial get-together.
Malloy made it clear that he would not be meeting with Republicans whose budget proposals he called bogus. Asked about the status of the shortfall in the current budget, the governor seemed unconcerned.
Round numbers, we got a $20 billion budget. That's $20,000 million. And right now, we may be looking at something less than a $200 million budget shortfall. That certainly is striking distance.
Malloy spoke with reporters after a meeting of the state's bond commission. One item it approved was the purchase of a garage owned by the city of Hartford. That garage is part of the long-term plan for the Excel Center in the city's downtown. Malloy was asked whether the purchase was a signal of the state's willingness to commit more money to Hartford projects, like, for instance, a new minor league baseball stadium built by the city. Hartford wants state assistance, but Malloy was noncommittal at best.
Only when it's in our best interest.
The legislative session ends next month. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.